You're listening to a podcast from 702.
And we need to have quite an important conversation. Those of you that own the homes you live in or you own properties, do you know how or what amount your property has been valued at? So usually when you get your municipal statements or invoices from the city, you'll see it will say there at the top the value of the house, right? But maybe you know actually this value is less than what I know I would sell this house for. So the city will give you a specific value for the house. But also it could be that the city has put it at more than what the value is. What are the pros and cons of that particular figure? And is there value in you going to the city to challenge what the value is of your property? How can it work for you and how can it possibly work against you? We're joined by Nikki Lobsher, who is Valuations Manager at Terra Analytics. Nikki, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Relebogile, and a very good afternoon to your listeners.
So there are going to be inspections that are taking place from the 15th of February, and they'll remain reviewable up until the 31st of March, giving 45 days instead of the mandated 21 days for objections. Can you take us through what do homeowners need to be looking at as a starting point until they get to the point of now trying to assess, am I at the right place or am I not at the right place with this figure that's there?
Okay, Relebogile, you know, valuations is a very technical process. Mm. And the method of valuation depends on which type of property is valued. There are several types of properties in the municipality. So the residential and sectional type properties are valued with the comparable sales method. Commercial properties like offices are valued with the income method. And institutional properties like public schools and hospitals with the cost approach. The valuation of residential properties will entail the comparing the subject property with prices of recent sales of similar properties in a particular area. Attributes such as location, earth size, security, sizes of improvements, quality and condition of improvements are all considered and analyzed when arriving at that value. So I think the importance is if you have a feeling that your value should be 1.3 million rand for your residence and the municipality has valued it for 3 million rand, you now know that it is definitely overvalued. And that will definitely, you will have to take action. I will definitely recommend that you lodge an objection with the municipality. Preferably, you will, you know, have to substantiate that objection. You will have to complete the objection document very thoroughly. You know, information like the size of your house, the condition of your house, the quality of your improvements is what you need to stipulate on that document. And I know very often people get a state agent to provide appraisal.
Mm.
It is helpful, but in my opinion, you know, it doesn't hold too much water sometimes when the valuers review that. The reason for that being is that, you know, it is an appraisal and it's a free appraisal when you ask for that valuation. What is important to know is that the valuation date of this valuation roll is not now. I know the value is published now, but the valuation relates to a date that is 1 July 2022. And you need to get information as close as possible to that valuation date. And therefore, I recommend that, you know, the public consult with a registered professional valuer that can assist them calculating the value and preparing a proper valuation report.
So just let's speak specifically about standalone homes. So a person on a standalone property where, you know, you're not dealing with a sectional title, and if you have been living in this property for X amount of time and you are aware that they have undervalued your property, which then possibly feels like, well, I'm getting the benefits of not paying rates and taxes that are as high as they could be. What could be the negative effects of sitting with a property that is undervalued with the city?
Well, the consequences to yourself, there won't be any consequences to yourself. Obviously, when the city valuer realized that it's undervalued, he can increase the value, but that increase will go forward. I think, you know, and you get a lot of honest people that normally come back to the municipality to say, you've undervalued my property.
Mm-hmm.
But you obviously, it's an inconsistent rate space. If some people are paying lower than what others should. So it's always good to then also lodge an objection to say, listen, my property is not worth 1 million rand. It is rather worth 2 million rand because there's an equitable rate space.
So if, let's say, on your property, you got permission to extend your property, is there an automatic reevaluation that takes place that I say, you know what, I've got this extra portion in my yard. I want to build a little cottage on my property and I get the rights and the permission to do so. Do they come and automatically reevaluate?
They should automatically come to reevaluate. The process sometimes take long, but if you follow the rules and the regulations and you have proper building plans and you receive the proper occupation certificate, as soon as that occupation certificate is issued, then that will prompt the city valuer to do a site inspection or do an inspection from an aerial photograph and then amend your value.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so now let's talk about the people within sectional titles. So let's say, and there are many people who are living in townhouse complexes and those type of setups. What should they be looking out for? Because maybe what your neighbor... And let's speak about sectional titles that are uniform. Your neighbor might be getting, let's assume, that the bill is a little bit different to yours. Can you challenge using that to say, but our properties are identical?
Generally, you cannot use a valuation of another property on the valuation roll to defend your own. Sectional title properties generally should be valued consistently, especially if the size of the unit is the same within a scheme. All the units should carry the same value. I assume, will be able to notify the city valuer of inconsistent valuations, but you always have to find a comparable sale that compares to your property, to say, well, this is my value.
Yes,
value is nine million rand for a 400 square meter unit, and my neighbour have a value of 7 million rand for the same size, and it's unfair.
Mm.
But remember, that valuation on that roll might be incorrect.
Mm.
And therefore, you can't use that as a basis. You need to use comparable sales as the basis of your argument.
All right. I'd like to invite our listeners to come through with some of the questions that they have for you. 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702.
702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
All right. Let's go to the lines. We have Mojalefa in Randburg. Mojalefa, go ahead.
Hi, Relebogile. Yes. I want to just find out, So how does it work for properties that are sort of in transition at the moment? So if you're a buyer who bought a property from someone else, and maybe that property is currently sort of under offer at the moment and in the transition process, if you as a buyer, you don't necessarily have the ability to sort of see the valuation or even object to it because you're not yet the property owner.
Yes.
And at the same time, it's on his way out. So he doesn't necessarily have an incentive or an obligation to actually do something about it. And by the time you inherit the property, it could be that the sort of the deadline has passed for you to be able to review it. And you'll end up getting a property whose rates are much higher than what you had sort of understood when you then put an offer on the property.
Yes.
And obviously it worked out the affordability to yourself. So how does it work for those kind of properties? Do new property owners perhaps have a time after the deadline in which they're able to sort of come back and object? Or how exactly is that handled from the city's perspective?
That's a really good question, Mojalefa. How do you find that those cases need to be handled, Nikki? And is there room for a person, as Mojalefa has said, that's in transition? I don't think every owner will necessarily feel comfortable enough to be sharing a copy of the city's bill, but I don't see why they wouldn't.
Yes, there's certainly a process that a new owner can follow, and we call it the Section 78 process. If you've not objected to the value of a property within the prescribed period, you may lodge a query to the valuation department with supporting evidence as to why you consider your value to be incorrect. In this case, say you've got a purchase agreement that's lower than the established value. The query must be investigated by the city valuer, and he will then notify you of any changes to the value in terms of Section 78 of the Municipal Property Rates Act. So there is certainly a mechanism for lodging queries after the objection period is closed.
Okay, and I'm happy that there definitely is room and opportunity for that. Happy in Pretoria. Hi.
Hi, Lebohile. I just have a question here. So what happens if the municipal value, say the municipal value is...
Happy, can I just ask you to speak into your handset? Your line sounds very muffled.
All right. Is it better now?
Yes, yes. Just repeat that question.
All right. I wanted to say, what happens if the municipal value is, say, 1.8 million and the market value of the property is maybe 2.8 million and I buy the property for 2.8 million? Does that mean the rate and the municipal valuation will automatically change to now what I bought it for and thereby costing me more in terms of rate, or can the two still stay out of sync with each other?
Thank you for that question, Happy. And I think, Nikki, we kind of did address this when we were talking about a person realizing that the value with the city is much lower. So in this example, if we're talking a 1.5 million rand property that then you purchase for 2.8 million, when the purchase happens, does the city come to see what you paid for it, or they mind their business until you volunteer the information?
It's likely that they will mind their business, but they, you know, from time to time, they can review values with a supplementary. And if they then realize that they have undervalued your property, they are allowed to increase that value. But, you know, it does not happen very often.
Okay, we've got a question on the WhatsApp line who's saying, does all of this apply to properties in Ekurhuleni as well? This is from Nicole with regards to the deadlines that we're speaking about around the city of Joburg.
Yes, the objection period has already closed for a city of Ekurhuleni, but you are allowed to lodge a Section 78 query with the municipality.
Okay. Just coming back to the benefits, are there any possible benefits? Because what I heard is that if you go and query the value of the property with the city, it now sort of starts a process where instead of them coming to check on you maybe every three years, they start to come check on you every year. Is that the case?
No, definitely not. So if you lodge a Section 78, very, very similar process as the objection process. They will review your document. There's a document that you complete, and you can provide additional information for the valuer to look at. They review your query. They will see if there's merit in your query. If the value gets reduced, they will backdate the reduction to, like, say, for instance, we're now with City of Johannesburg. So, for instance, in a year's time, you have a query and your property was overvalued with R1 million. They will review it, they will reduce it, and they will backdate it to the implementation date of 1 July 2023. So I think it's beneficial.
2023 or 2022?
No, remember the valuation date and the implementation date is two different things.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, the valuation is very important to remember that. The valuation date is when, you know, the market research was done, 1 July 2022. They value the property at that date.
Yes.
They implement the rates based on that valuation at 1 July 2023.
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
That is why those two dates are very, very important to remember. So if we talk about the valuation date, the information that you supply to your objection and to your query must relate to 1 July 2022.
Okay.
And then it's implemented, the rates are calculated from 1 July 2023.
Yes, yes. Okay, we've got Elaine in Roval. Hi, Elaine, how are you?
Hello, I'm well. I hope you're well too.
Yes, thank you.
If I were to chat with your expert, I'm an estate agent with Leapfrog Property Group, and I have been running around servicing municipal evaluations for clients in my area. And my question is, why is the municipality not capturing the data of last sale prices and capturing that as the correct municipal valuation? Obviously, there are homes that have been owned for a long time, but the newer properties could start being captured on the database, and that is not being done.
Nikki?
So, Elaine, the municipality in their analysis, they do deeds dumps directly from the deeds office generally. And those sales obviously will be updated up to 1 July 2022. That is the valuation date. So if you are looking at sales today, you might find sales that's after that date, and the municipality might not consider that. Remember, because they are looking at the sales right at 1 July 2022, so leading up to 1 July 2022. And therefore, that's why I say, you know, estate agent appraisal assist, but, you know, that is just the problem. You might look at the information as today because that valuation was now published, but it relates to a valuation date of 1 July 2022. So they're not aware of those sales, and they are not supposed to look at those sales, you know, according to legislation, if that answers your question.
Thank you so much, Elaine, for that one. A couple more questions. One is asking, please advise if you have a pool in your unit, do you pay less or what? Are the rates calculated on the land not used or the size of the property and the value?
Obviously, the earth extent of a property is definitely attribute information that's considered. So the size of the land can have a bearing to the value. It depends on the location as well. A pool might make a slight difference to the value. It all depends on what the sales analysis say. If the sales in your specific area show that a pool adds 50,000 rand value to the properties, then the municipal value will consider that as an increase. But it very may well be that the sales indicate that the pool have a negative effect on the value, and then they will consider that and amend the value. So, you know, the attribute information goes hand in hand with each other. Earth extent can add or detract. A pool can add or detract. Location, it's all about the location and what the attributes for that location says. So it's quite a specialized process they follow.
One person's asking, our rates went up last year when the municipal value was increased. What documents do we need to take with to the offices? If they are joint owners, do both owners need to go into the office?
No, I don't think both owners need to go into the office. And in fact, you can lodge an objection online. So the municipality's got a website, www.joburg.org.za. You can view your value online, and you can also download the document, complete it, and upload the document and supporting evidence to that portal. So you do not have to go to the office, but if you're not computer literate or you do not have access to a computer, they have various venues across the city that you can go into, and there will be a person to assist you to complete the documents.
Last question. The city, this is from Nick Allen. The city needs to increase its revenue. Rates and taxes is one way, but the commercial values are dropping and the affordability to residents is decreasing, which is a double whammy. In my area, there are entire roads that were residential but are now all commercial. The city has not reacted to applications for business rights for more than 5 years. If the city gave commercial rights, they would enjoy higher rates. At the same time, those properties would increase in value as they can now be sold with commercial rights. That's from that WhatsApp. What are your thoughts on what they're saying?
Well, obviously the municipality have the legal processes that needs to be followed. I believe it is a long and tedious process, but obviously those processes have to be followed before rezonings, etc., can happen.
So it's not just as simple as responding, but if they're saying 5 years, that sounds like a very long backlog.
It indeed does. But yeah, it is a long process. There is a lot of investigation and information that have to be reviewed before those decisions can be made.
Okay, and as you said, Nikki, people can go to the city's website to go and see what they're valuing the property as, and they can follow the process there if they'd like to object.
Correct.
Thank you so much for your time on 702 Afternoons.